Yeah, fuck me up, kick me out college. I was trying to go to school and learn. Yeah, when I got home, start wildin'. Everybody post get burnt. Yeah, my mama told me I should be a doctor. Teacher told me I'ma end up selling drugs. Yeah, so them words turn me to a monster. Cause I'ma get some other niggas sell it for me.
Still a Nation, what's going on, man? It's your man Cav Easy, got Jersey Connect on the line. Yo, what the hell happened yesterday, bruh?
Look, dog. I had somebody that was at the game tell me straight up, like, man, it was horrible. Like, I'm talking like weather-wise, like, it was pouring the entire game. So, not giving no excuses, like, I kind of, like, what went wrong is, like, it comes, you gotta charge it to the game, yo. Real tall. As mad as I am, I kind of understand, yo. I kind of understand. And it was the first game. See, this was like the fifth game, sixth game. I would be mad. You feel me? Like, there's no excuse. Blah, blah, blah. So what is raining? It's football. But mm-hmm. This is the first game of the season. You feel me? This is first, like, I know they've been going live, but, like, this is other opponents that don't care if you get hurt. You know, I don't care if you get hurt attacking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a difference. So this is the first game. This is the first time the rookies experiencing that. This first time, like, kind of really experiencing like that. And, man, that's a whole different story that he's starting to play. But, anyways, it is the first game, man. You gotta cut him some slack. I know what it still is, but I kind of understand, man. But that Browns defense, man, they gonna be a problem this year. The offense gonna hold them back, and Ty Haley and their front office just from them sucking. But they're gonna be a lot better this year. They're gonna win at least about seven games, maybe seven games.
I'm aiming at five for them, but I feel you on that. What I like, like we could give them passes all we want, but none of them publicly is giving them a pass. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the team. Yeah, they all taking it as a loss, but everybody in Cleveland taking it as a win. So
that shows a lot.
Yeah, that should tell you everything, man. We're going to get right to it, man. Of course, you know, Le'Veon didn't play. And taking up his spot, James Conner. Hell of a job.
The only thing that Le'Veon brought to the table we didn't have was that pass detection in the back. So I doubt those fumbles to Ben, those little fumbles, I doubt it would happen if Le'Veon was in that backfield blocking for Ben.
Yeah.
But
other than that, James, he held his own as far as pass blocking and all that.
Damn thing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He's that's just why Le'Veon's the best in the league, you feel me?
Yeah.
Conner be the best back in the league as the first game starts.
Hell yeah, man. James Conner did damn near everything. And it was like, if he saw the hole and he burst through it, it was like, yeah, he's going to pull one off. It always felt like he was going to, you know, pull a long one off, like, at any moment. And I feel that's going to happen, like, especially if Bell continues to sit out. You know what I'm saying? James Conner had 31 carries for 135. The 31 carries is because, you know, in the fourth quarter, he wanted to get a little conservative. So he was getting, like, 2 yards and 2 yards and all that because everybody knows he was trying to run the clock now. So, which we need to fix. We need to stop that ASAP. And I used to blame Ty Haley for it, but Ty's not there no more. And I think that right there is on Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I would put some blame on Randy for that too, but I think he'll learn his lesson after this one game.
Right.
You can't take your foot off the gas because you're 2 touchdowns. Do the NFL. It doesn't work like that. We have the offense to just punish people, and that's what we have to do.
Right.
To get the forget to being honorable and showing respect to the other coach and team. Forget all that. Nah, we had to do what we got to do.
Hell yeah, man. And then, on top of that, of course, like, one beef I have with Ben is his lack of work he get in the preseason. I feel for the past, like, 3 years, him only playing in that third preseason game is hurt him in the first 2 to 3 games, especially the first game.
Definitely. It shows that he's rusty.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And even when he was playing bin ball, sometimes he was rusty with that. But I feel like towards the second half,
but here's he was looking the better. Thing, though. Here's what I had to factor in that, though. It was pouring. Do you know how hard it is to even grip a football in the pouring rain?
He fumbled the ball twice. Like, that should tell you a lot. Ben don't fumble the ball like that. He able to hold on to it.
But the way he fumbled them is like, those would have been fumbles in dry games. I'm not even going to lie. The way that those were fumbles, or those would have been fumbles in dry games. But you got to think about this. Like, we have to really kind of reevaluate it, maybe. It's like, it was pouring rain. Was he really rusty, or was that just the rain? Are we forgetting that? I think this is because of the first game where everybody forget how a rainy game looks. This is kind of how rainy games always look.
Yeah, even though it don't look like that on camera, I'm telling you, man. I ain't going to lie, y'all kind of wish it looked...
Rain-wise.
Like, I wish it looked like it was raining that hard, though. Because, like...
It didn't at all, but I wish you... It's the type of camera that you use in the filter. You don't see the rain unless it's from a certain angle.
Like, we got to see the rain, man. We got to... Like, because it looks crazy when everybody, like, you know what I mean? Making these type of mistakes, and you can't even see it. Like, it makes you feel weird.
You forget that it's raining. So us watching... Yeah, you didn't put that in the fed. Like, yo, that mattered. It meant a lot. We have to think, like, we're a pass-heavy team, so although kind of got 30-something carries, Ben threw the ball a lot. I don't know how that works out.
I know, but, man. That means we was on offense a whole lot.
It's the mathematics. We have so many possessions. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Ben throw 40-something times and kind of ran. Like, I guess because Connor was the only back that got carries. But anyway, it's just... That rain, man, like, that's a normal rain game. A normal rain game. You're going to see those missed pass, like, those easy drop passes from star receivers. You're going to see the quarterback. I'm surprised we ain't seen no duck. You know what I'm trying to say?
Uh-huh.
Like, a straight duck that just, like, slipped out of a quarterback's hand and just was in the air just looking stupid. Like, I'm surprised one of those.
Yeah.
It was that kind of a game. So the fact that Ben had a couple off passes in there, and all three interceptions were his fault, but the fact he had a couple missed passes, like, you got to understand, this is a pouring, raining game, first game.
If I had to blame Ben for one pick, it was definitely that first one.
Definitely. He forced it to AB, definitely forced it to AB. But, and everything else, it wasn't his fault. One thing I was missing before we got to the topic was, like, the longer Le'Veon stays out, the more he's hurting himself. Because it's like the better Connor does, it's like, yo, once he come back, we're not going to be obligated to just take Connor right out. You know what I'm trying to say? Granted, we might give him Le'Veon starting spot back, but we probably just split their carries straight down the middle.
Yeah.
But being the kind of organization we are, I don't know if Connor's on a roll, and I think Connor's going to be on a roll. I don't really see him stop. Behind our O-line and how he's going, I don't see him slowing down. So, it's like, if Connor keeps going, Connor's going to be top five in rushing yards. And feel me, by the time Le'Veon comes back.
That would be dope. I mean, he already, I think he's number one right now.
He's like probably number two, number one, two, or three, something like that. I know, and it's not going to slow down.
Next Even though it is the first game, but still. Like, yep.
I just guarantee he's gonna get another 100-some yards.
Uh huh.
And it's just gonna keep going. Then later on, he's gonna be a little salty. But when he comes back, the type of organization we are, and if we're winning,
we might put him at receiver a lot.
We might, yeah, we might do that. But I don't see it straight up give
giving him that starting spot back, yo.
Yeah, he gonna have to. We gonna have to work him in. Cause if Mike Tomlin straight up give Bell the job, that gonna rub some people the wrong way.
Hell yeah, that's gonna look bad. Like that's gonna rub you the wrong way. I'm not gonna lie.
Cause it's not like it's not like it's like a regular backup. The fact that it's James Conner, like it means a lot more. He's from like, you know what I mean? He went to Penn, you know what I mean? The cancer, all that stuff, man. It's played, like
all his life he's only played for Pittsburgh teams, basically. All his life.
Yeah.
He's only worn Pittsburgh jerseys. So that means a lot. I ain't gonna lie, with this whole situation, Le'Veon won money is like he's bad. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Doesn't look too good for Le'Veon. You know,
like, yeah, it don't.
It was like this kind of shows like this is a person that's gonna always put the team first.
Uh huh.
That's the vibe I'm getting from Connor. It looks like he's gonna produce and he's gonna put the team first.
Right.
Yeah, and it's gonna make Le'Veon look bad. Like he's gonna. I'm pretty sure Connor would if they kind of like blow up, just being nasty. I think he would be on some. Also, man, Antonio Brown and Ben should just take fake up when he asks
them. Right. Like, yo, it's crazy because it's a lot of positives you can take from the offense in this game. You know, Ben still had 300 yards at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And easily he can flip. The fact that he went, you know, over 50% completion rate in that rain, Tyrod Taylor, he was 15 for 40. You know what I mean? And Ben was 23 for 41. So he was still doing things, but it took a while for him to catch rhythm. James Conner, we know. And it's crazy because before the game, both of us had James Conner getting over 100. And and it's crazy because in the media, you know, people, it's either you know, like, or you don't. You can tell who really don't know who James Conner was. They were like, who is James Conner? What is he going to do? But the people that knew him, they were like, oh, he's going to get 100. Oh, he's going to get 100.
I think if we played it smarter and gave him some breathers and gave some other back some cares, he'd have got 150.
Yeah, because I feel like he should have got some. Samuel should have got some burn, but maybe the weather conditions is like we can't risk.
We don't trust him. Yeah, he's a rookie. But I would have trusted Ridley. I would have trusted Ridley,
I think he's still hurt. I think I'm not sure if he was active or not, but from what I was hearing, he was hurt during the week.
But a lot of fans complaining about the all like we look terrible. I'm like, yo, no, we really like it was like don't get it wrong, don't get me twisted, like it was bad, but I seen a lot of positives from this game. Don't get me started on our defense. We
ain't even get there yet. You know what I mean? Because like as far as receiving go, yo. Juju is not an ink, it's damn near in concrete that Juju is definitely a star.
I'm thinking it. I'm etching it in stone, bro. He's a star. Like he's kind of guaranteed a good game.
Yeah, and I like the fact that even because AB was getting triple covered, man. Like this still amazes me. How this guy get draw a triple coverage. Like,
man.
You know what I'm saying? And that only
Justin
helps
Hunter's
Juju.
Gonna have a good year.
Huh?
Justin Hunter's going to have a good year. They labeled him as having a bad game yesterday. But,
He had a touchdown taken away from him, though.
I know.
So it was like, it wouldn't have been bad yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So Juju had 5 catches for 119. You know, I mean, he had that long 67-yarder where he was cooking. He was cooking on that one. He was burning some people. Man, you need to put that speed up a little bit. AB, it took him a while to get started, but when he got started, you know, it was only a matter of time before he was able to do some things. He had 9 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown.
AB always shows you he still has it the first game.
Yeah.
I remember the first, like, last year, he made some crazy catch, somebody was all over. It was only about, like, a 5-6-yard catch, but the fact that he made it, I'm like, this is still AB. And the fact that he made that touchdown catch in the rain, covered like that.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great catch, man.
Like, yo, that's really, fuming. Like, it's like, yo, anybody, I'm talking about, like, anybody, you're gonna like, count on a miss. Not even count on, you're going to expect them to drop the ball. Because I'm, it's A.
Yo, my bad. Julio, in their game on that Thursday, he had a similar type catch he could have made, but he couldn't keep himself in bounds. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
Julio's not AB, man.
Exactly. And then like, that's why AB's number one. It's number one.
If he had Julio's body, bro, it would be shot up. He would be labeled the best receiver to ever do it, like his third, fourth year, if he had Julio's body.
The fact that people are projecting AB to finish as like one or two is crazy. From sixth round to one or two, that means you better than T.O., you better than Randy. Like,
it's crazy because this is considered like, kind of mediocre. You get what I'm trying to say?
What?
It's kind of mean. I know he had 9 catches, but it was only for 90 some yards. If it was not raining, dog, AB would have had one. Oh, man, I don't even want to.
His longest catch was 22 yards.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it took him a little while to get started.
Yeah, because like, you know, him and Ben, the chemistry didn't look right, but I want to say maybe late second or early third, that's when he started getting his. But Juju was eating in between that.
Yeah.
And Jesse James had a few good ones too. Except for that drop, man. I was like, damn, man. Like, Jesse, when you drop a pass, drop it to the ground, man. Them shits be flying, yo. And he tall as hell too. So it's like, damn, man. But you can't fault him like that. You can tell that was like one of them. The weather was the reason why he couldn't catch that. Because it would slip right through.
I thought I was literally hung over on it. But I noticed that Ben, even though he threw a pick trying to force it to AB, I noticed that he's not doing that no more.
Yeah, because he's able to move around. He's able to move around.
He's ringing the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also Justin Connor did his thing in the, you know, in the receiving department, 5 catches for 57. Yo, I like James Connor in the screens maybe a little more than Bell. I don't know why.
I do like, cause Bell does a little too much.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes it doesn't come for to be like that patient.
Uh huh. Connor get it, let the lineman go, and he's out. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I like, you feel me? But, you know, I ain't going to even talk about Bell no more until he show up. You know what I'm saying?
We called it, though. We called it that he was going to have an okay receiving game. I said he's going to have, like, 6. We need to go back. And I know we called that.
Yeah.
This man, Ben, there had those of Le'Veon. Somebody brought it to my attention. It's like, yo, he wasn't technical. Yeah. Our first game versus the Browns against a Myles Garrett-less Browns defense that wasn't like this. Maybe I only got like 30 some rushing yards.
Yeah, and
with 20 some receiver, like I was something like that. Basically, the Browns shutting down. That was like last year Browns. This year Browns defense. This year that Browns defense is way better with the Myles Garrett. He ain't gonna lie. He's something. So,
yeah.
The fact that Connor did that, if you feel me, first game on that better defense, you gotta like. I always said this, man. Le'Veon, he's a great running back, but he misses. I was saying this last year before all this, so I don't want nobody to think I'm just saying this because of what's going on right now. But I always said that Le'Veon, he misses a lot of holes.
Yeah.
He misses a lot. Sometimes he runs. Like, oh man, there'd be times where he can cut. There'd be so many times where Le'Veon could cut outside. Le'Veon could have had 2,000 yards easy, dog. Easy. But his vision. Look, man, I'm not bad mouthing the guy. He's great. But kind of better than him at that.
Yeah.
That's just... page. It turns out unique and it works for him. But, like, as far as reading the holes and choosing what to hit him, kind of better than him at that. If he was going to probably kill me, probably. But, like, man, I'm going to speak the truth.
It's all good.
And that's why Le'Veon. That's why Le'Veon ain't do that good versus the Browns. I know it was the first game he was rusty, but Henry ain't really trying to
hit that. Yeah, if Le'Veon rusty and his style is to be patient, it's not gonna look good.
It's not. It's just gonna look bad. Cause, most of the tackles gonna be for loss, or you're gonna 1 yard again. So it's gonna look bad.
Yeah.
When Le'Veon's not cooking, it looks bad. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, man. But. Yeah, we're gonna dead that man. Le'Veon, he ain't showing up. So it's all about James Conner, man. You know what I mean? So salute to James Conner. That fumble, you gotta work on that, brother. You know what I mean?
He got it, man.
He gonna be good.
Though?
Huh?
Man, what can you expect? Imagine you're playing Madden in this porn and your running back has 30 carries and he's this is his first game started. You don't think it's only right that you fumble one time? Now, you don't think about it. Like, well, be honest with yourself.
In Madden, you would have fumbled by like 4 or 5 times, and you probably quit.
Nah, you really would have. You really would have. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when he fumbled, it was like, I'm mad you. It was never like, can you really blame him 30-something? Cat? Like,
in my mind, I knew he was going to fumble once. I knew someone was going to fumble. It was that type of day.
But, he was like, I don't put that on Mike. It's like, why did they give him such a heavy workload? I get it, he was doing stuff, but you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. You can tell it was like, he's good, but he's definitely, like, it's like they threw the kitchen sink, the house, the cabinets, the freaking refrigerator, like, threw everything at him. You know what I mean? Like, let the man breathe a little bit. Like, he was able to handle it, but you can tell towards the end, it was like, all right, it's kind of taking its toll, but he's still being effective. You know what I mean? But
yeah, real tough.
But that's the offense for y'all, man. I give the offense overall, like, a C, man. Like, just a C, just because of the turnovers. Like, even though, like, it was the weather, the Browns still played in the same game. You know what I mean? They didn't have that many turnovers.
But the only thing about that is that weather matched their game plan way better than ours. It was never their plan to be going deep and doing, you know what I'm trying to say?
Uh-huh.
That was never their plan. Like, that's our plan, the big chunk plays. That's us.
Bold prediction. It ain't that bold, but next time we see the Browns, Tyrod Taylor is not the quarterback. But that's
the... I don't think so. The Browns always start off like this. My thing is, man, this ain't a Browns podcast. That's stupid. Just throw Baker from Memphis Mayfield in.
Yeah.
It's like, what's it gonna hurt? What's it gonna, like, just throw him in? They, I don't understand them.
If the Browns smart, they'll fire Hugh at the end of this year. Cause he trying to buy himself another year. You know what I mean? Because, you know, next year, that'll be like, all right, now some of these kids is in their prime or what, starting to enter their prime or whatever. But whatever, man. What was your grade for the offense?
I give them, I like your grade. I give them like a
76. All right, true. Philly talk. You know what I mean?
I give
it 74. All right, true. Throwback easy. Hey, all right. But, all right, now let's talk about the defense, which really kept us, like, from not really losing by a couple touchdowns for real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the defense, we was looking real, real good, man. Although with Tyrod Taylor, he's not really, like, a quarterback that's going to try you like that.
Yeah. Next week, even though, you know, this is second year, we going to see. And I think the DBs, we going to get into that later in the week, though. You know what I mean? But the defense, man, it was led by Cam Hayward, but the star was T.J. Watt, man. Like, T.J. Watt.
Yeah, actually, that was a couple stars. Yo, that was T.J. did that. I mean, was the star, and he had the best game. But, like, Williams had mad tackles. John Bostic had mad tackles.
Yeah, John Bostic had a couple good plays too. Like, he was third. He was third in tackles. Yeah.
Even Burnett looking all right. Like, he looked like he fits in our defense.
Yeah, he only had a tackle and a half. You know what I mean? But he was definitely around. Like,
he was around the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, it's crazy because Bud had a good game, but Bud is still having that one problem. It just makes me like mad, man. It's like when he over pursue and then you see him, especially that one play, he over pursued and Tyrod Taylor ran for like 13 yards to get the first down.
It's about time that he controls his. He should know how to control speed by now.
He has to, man. But he still was able to get a sack and a forced fumble. He was able to be productive, but you have to clean that up, man. Yeah. You have to clean that up.
Maybe we know it. It's just because his potential, man.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, man, when number 92 come back, I just can't say his name right now. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot.
He might be taking his spot, man. But Bud still got his numbers though.
TJ turning up like this is gonna make Bud feel obligated to turn up.
Dog. Yeah, right.
He's gonna say I have to turn up. TJ's younger than Bud.
Yeah.
So it's like, to have him just come in and say, nah, like. Bud's gonna have to turn up.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Like, you're not a competitor if he don't turn up. You know what I mean? You don't deserve to play.
And I think that 92 boy will turn up. So yep. We gonna see.
Cause that boy got some moves. I want to see him against some first teamers, man. You know what I mean?
I want to see Matthew get some burn too.
Yeah, he was dressed. You know what I'm saying? This is that we're so deep. And then the way Bosic played, it was like, ooh, that made it tough.
Yeah, Bosic kind of surprised me, man.
Yeah, he was there. He was everywhere. Yeah.
He held his own. Our D's looking good. It was to the point that when Joe Hayden got hurt, I didn't notice the difference.
Yeah, they had to tell me.
Just the commentators, I'm like, oh, snap, Joe Hayden got hurt. But last year, when Joe Hayden got hurt, you knew the difference.
Hell yeah, you know. Hell yeah, man.
They tried to pick on Cam Sutton, and I'm like, the only reason they got those two little passes off that he got off was I forgot why, because Cam had potential, but he just didn't see the ball. That's all it was.
Yeah.
And the other time I forgot what it was.
I think he just got hit up that time.
Yeah. All I know is that Josh Gordon, I think, trying to pick on that man.
Josh Gordon got him the first time, and then the second time, you know what I mean, Cam Sutton, you know, boxed him out and got the pick, you feel me? So, he got his back.
Yeah, no business trying to pick on him.
Yeah. Like, yo, you don't understand, that boy was getting picks in college, man. I like the fact that he's able to do it in the league, man. I like that. Madden better, you know. I know we keep referring to Madden, but damn it.
Gordon. He need to up them joints.
Exactly, man. Even with the time that he takes off, well, I'm not saying like he played what he want, but you know, the fact that he's been away from the game, he can just come back like nothing happened. Like he could be, his rusty is some people's good or best.
What?
You know what I mean?
His rusty is some people's best.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Josh Gordon is different. Yeah, he was different, man. The fact he came back like that, looked like he didn't miss a step.
And then little old Cam Sutton got that pick off of him. You know what I'm saying? After they tried to pick on him the first time.
So, Josh Gordon is way bigger than him, so he wasn't supposed to let that happen. So the fact that Cam made that happen, that's so, and that's our second string.
Yeah.
That's not even a starter. They came to our second string, my boy. And the fact he held it all with Jarvis Landry means a lot. How many yards he had?
Oh, Jarvis? I think he cracked 100. Yeah, he had 106.
Oh, bro, I know he cracked it. It was them late yards.
Yeah, he was he was kind of like the reason why they was coming back. You know what I mean? Because he had Josh Gordon only had one catch, and that was the touchdown. That's crazy. But anyway,
he had a couple little passes. I know he had 100 though. I thought he had like 60-70 at the most.
Yeah, he had his longest was 39 yards. But yeah, he was making catches you ain't supposed to be making in the ring like that. But yeah, man.
I know, bro.
Yo, the Browns is talented, dog. Ain't no way in hell we sit here talking about the Browns, man. We gave the Browns like 10 minutes. Hold up, man. But let's go back to the defense, man. TJ, let's just talk about him. Like, no preseason, no camp, and he comes in and do this. And you noticed it during the game. Like, he was beating double teams. Like, you know what I mean? He was destroying his one-on-one battles. Like, it was like, yo, he's a Watt for real. And it's crazy that, like, he's like, he, yo, I seen somewhere that said J.J. Watt never had a four-sack game.
I seen that too.
And I was like, that was crazy to me, because I thought he had probably like two or three of those. But the fact that he didn't, and Lil Bro did, come on, man. And Lil Bro faster, wait, come on, man.
Where was Stephon Tuitt?
Stephon Tuitt? What? He was doing his numbers too. He just didn't get a sack. You know what I mean? But he was doing his numbers on the other side. Like, him and, yo, the D-line was straight, bruh. D-line was straight. Like, the fact
they
that...
They'll get bullied a little on the
running players. Bruh. No one cracked 100. Carlos Hyde averaged 2.8 yards. You know what I mean? Duke Johnson, 3.4. Tyrod Taylor was the only one really running for real. He had 8 for 77. And that's their highest.
Maybe because they had more rushing yards than us. You feel me? That's because they had three people.
Yeah. Don't, you know what I mean? You gotta leave the big boys alone, man. Them boys are doing their thing. Daniel McCullers, I saw him get stood up a couple times. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's up with that, but I ain't seen him play like that later on. So, you know what I mean? But, I don't know, yo. And you know, my guy, Chris Boswell, he missed the potential game winner, man. Like, that just chalked it up to the game. Like, yeah, you already know. Like, you just got to chalk that up to the game. Like, man, he just missed.
Was.
Yeah, like.
That shows me how nasty he was out there. Like,
the snap was kind of off a little. Jordan Berry, like, he tried to put it in right, and then it just wasn't right.
I seen that miss coming. He almost missed a couple extra points. Hey.
It's cool. I don't think he's going to miss no more this year, though.
Yeah, I don't think so, man.
I mean, if it's, like, clear weather. Like, it could be cold as hell and all that. Like, but if it's, like, raining or some shit, I don't know. Maybe, like, you could chalk that up to, I don't know, man. Chalk it up to something, damn it. But, yo, you know what's crazy? Yo, Jordan Berry got to step it up. Because outside of that last punt, or them last two punts and he had in the game, yo, almost every punt was ass, yo. Like, granted, you could also blame it on the weather, but the weather was bad when he got the two good ones too. You know what I mean? And then the Browns punter, he was doing his thing, yo. And speaking of that, shout out to Ryan Switzer anyway. Ryan Switzer's going to definitely be something. Like, he's definitely going to be something. Like, I see him definitely running one back, more than one this year. He probably going to get, like, three. We just have to learn how to block, yo. I don't know what's going on when it comes to special teams with us, man. It's like, this guy's making moves, but it's like, you don't be seeing nobody blocking for him after a while. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man. But that's the recap. You know what I mean? For the Browns game, the Cleveland Browns game, man. It's your man, Kev Easy. You can follow me everywhere at Kev Easy. KEVEZE for those who don't spell well. But you know I don't judge. You know what I'm saying? Everyone, shout out to everybody showing love, showing support and everything, man. In the future, we're going to try to get, you know, some more fans on. We're going to get some fans on and all that, man. We want to hear from everybody, man. And make sure you follow the Stills for 7 podcast page on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? At Stills for 7 podcast. Let me see. What else, man? Make sure y'all. Am I missing something? Follow Jersey Connect on all platforms, man. At Jersey Connect. You know what I'm saying? And That's that. We're going to bring the preview of the Chiefs game. We going back home. We going back to Pittsburgh for this one. So hopefully everything good. As of today, like, I'm in North Carolina, so it's kind of crazy right now. This hurricane coming up in a couple days. So it's either going to be bad or good. I mean, well, it's going to be bad, but it's either going to be bad or get the fuck out of here bad. You know what I mean? But we're going to be all right, man. So all my North Carolinians that's listening, make sure y'all be safe. Virginia and all the other places that's finna get affected by the storm. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, man, we just gonna continue to be the minister societies of the NFL blogging, podcasting world. And that's what we're gonna end this off with, man. Minister society. We got something new coming up for y'all soon, man. Hey, like I said, make sure y'all follow the Stills for 7 podcast page, man. Gang shit.
Jay from me up, kept me at college. I was trying to go to school. When I got home, start wildin'. Everybody post get burnt. Yeah, my mama told me I should be a doctor. Teacher told me I'ma end up selling drugs. Yeah, so them words turn me to a monster. Cause I'ma get some other niggas sell it for me. Society done turned me to a menace. Society done turned me to a menace. A menace. I'm with the gang in the bird, RP Faco. They won primes, leave shells, call that B Faco. Cold lines, Escobars, I'm the B Pablo. 100 grams, show your plug, chips, cheese, nachos. Used to roll 3Ks like I could be Badu. I used to ride around states trying to get an apu. Every sneaker cost a K like I be in my shoes. Got a sticker, say pay, got receipts for my dues.
What do you choose to do with your life? Why do you act like this?
Jay, fuck me up, kick me out college. I was trying to go to school. When I got home, start wildin'. Everybody post get burnt. Yeah, my mama told me I should be a doctor. Teacher told me I'ma end up selling drugs. Yeah, so them words turn me to a monster. Cause I'ma get some other niggas sell it for me. Society done turned me to a menace. Society done turned me to a menace. A menace. Society done turned me to a menace. It's day four. Society done turned me to a menace. Yeah, yeah, I did it when I dropped. I keep the product in the hot. I kicked out of my mama house. Made it hard. I spent the night out. Hey. Trapping, trapping, trapping. Man, I had to make it happen. Everything I do is gold. I've been living like the captain. Yeah, I never did no class work. Get my master's. But now I'm finding math work. I'm a trap nerd. I pray I'll be a pastor. I'll put it past me. They wearing chokers, man. Purses is the flash.
So why do you blame society for your shortcomings? Why?
Jay, fuck me up, kick me out college. I was trying to go to school. When I got home, start wildin'. Everybody post get burnt.